Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture. I'm Liam, the daughter.
Hey, I'm Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whisper.
Witch Whisper.
Hey, girl, I think you're up.
I am up.
You got something spooky?
I do. I'm talking about something exciting today, something I did not know about.
Okay.
I can't believe it took me this long to get to it, but I'm talking about Book of Shadows.
Ooh.
Yes.
Exciting.
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, that's a big one.
I know, right? But before we can talk about where Book of Shadows came from, mm-hmm. we have to first look at the grimoire.
Ooh, okay.
Right?
Ooh, this is fascinating.
Okay.
I'm buckled up.
Strap yourself in. Let's go for a ride. All right. So a grimoire is considered a medieval book containing a record of the earliest of magical traditions.
Okay, yes.
Containing spells and incantations, as well as recipes, potions for healing and conjuring, instructions on how to make amulets or protection bags, uses of herbs for healing.
Oh, shit.
Rituals for communing with the spirit world, how to go about performing magical spells and divination.
Damn.
Even how to invoke supernatural forces, such as gods and goddesses.
Wow.
Right?
It's like the big shebang.
It's the whole ball of wax.
Right.
All right. So the word grimoire gets its origins from the French word grammaire. Mm. Hopefully I said that correct.
I think you nailed it.
All right. Which literally referred to all books written in Latin.
Oh.
So all books.
All books.
Right? However, in the 18th century, it began being used in reference to books of magic.
Mm.
Specifically, in the 19th century, the interest in the occult was on the rise in Britain.
Okay.
And a publication of a book titled The Magus, written by Francis Barrett in 1801, found that the word grimoire started entering the English lexicon, specifically referring to books of magic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right? So, in modern Wicca, a grimoire is known as a book of shadows.
Oh, okay, so they are the same.
Kind of, yes. So Gerald Gardner, who is considered the father of Wicca, mm-hmm. we have not talked about him yet, we will.
We've mentioned him, yes.
He was the first person to introduce the Book of Shadows.
Okay, like right. as the Book of Shadows.
Yeah,
I see.
He introduced it to his followers that were initiated into the craft through what was then a coven known as the Bricket Wood in England, and it was founded in the 1940s by Gardner.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah.
The Book of Shadows would continue to be a mainstay in future covens started by Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Gardner, he claimed the Book of Shadows was like a personal cookbook of magic.
Ooh.
Which contained powerful magic in and of itself.
Oh, okay.
Like
the book itself.
The book itself, right.
Oh.
He claimed the tradition was an ancient practice to be honored, and that after a person died, their Book of Shadows would be burned. The individual would not be outed as a witch.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a little bit of a difference. I'm seeing the difference then between the grimoire a little bit.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. In the beginning, when Wicca was still predominantly focused on covens, there would only be one copy of a Book of Shadows.
Okay.
And that was utilized by the entire coven.
Okay. Yeah.
Its safety would be the charge of the high priest or priestess
Ooh.
Of that coven, right?
Yes.
But with the rise of solitary practitioners, it is now customary for each witch to possess their own Book of Shadows, and then the coven has one, right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's the 411. Ready?
Ready?
Yes, Lord. Apparently, in 1949, Gardner writes a fictitious book entitled High Magic's Aid. And there's absolutely no mention of a Book of Shadows.
Okay.
Right? Because he hadn't thought of it yet.
Right.
Right? So according to High Priestess Doreen Valiente, she claims that Gardner came up with the Book of Shadows while perusing a magazine called The Occult Observer.
The Occult Observer? Ooh.
Yes. So in this magazine was an ad for his book that he just wrote.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And on that same page was an article entitled The Book of Shadows, written by palmist Mir Bashir.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Okay.
The article was about an ancient Sanskrit divination manual explaining how to foretell the future based on the length of a person's shadow.
What? That is cool.
Yeah, so Valiente maintains that this is where Gardner came up with the term Book of Shadows.
Oh, wow, I love that.
Right? So then his witch's grimoire became his Book of Shadows.
I mean, he didn't steal it from that article, you know, the person who wrote the article. Right.
I mean, honestly, I do not know. I can't really speak to that. I didn't see anything.
Hopefully it was an homage.
Hopefully it was an homage, right? All right, so his witch's grimoire now becomes his Book of Shadows. After Gardner's death in 1964, a leather-bound manuscript written in his handwriting was found.
Okay.
It was entitled Ye Book of Ye Art Magical. And this appeared
sorry
to be that. I know, I'm watching like trying to speak old English here.
I loved it.
Ye Book of Ye Art Magical.
Yes, nailed it.
This appeared to be the first draft of Gardner's Book of Shadows.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So in it were sections based on rituals of the Ordo Templi Orientis, which we've talked about, devised by occultist Aleister Crowley.
Right? Welcome to the chat.
There he is. Apparently, Gardner received access to the rituals in 1946 after purchasing a charter from Crowley, giving him permission to use them.
Oh, shit.
When Doreen Valiente joins Gardner's coven in 1953, she quickly rises to the ranks of high priestess.
Go
right?
Girl.
So she's guarding the book, right?
Oh, nice.
And she noticed that much of the information in the book was not from ancient sources that Gardner claimed, but from the works of Aleister Crowley, the Gospel of Witches, the Key of Solomon, and rituals from the Freemasons.
Oh, shit.
So when she questions him, he did claim that he filled in much of the Book of Shadows as he saw fit.
And I filled in some gaps.
I filled in some gaps, exactly. And she was welcome to try her hand at it if she thought she could do better.
A challenge.
Right. Challenge accepted.
Fuck yes.
I'm taking the gauntlet.
Fuck yes.
And that she did. And so she sets out to rewrite the Book of Shadows, eliminating much of the Crowley influence, given his reputation, right?
Go girl.
So today's Book of Shadows, used by the Gardnerian Wicca, Alexandrian Wicca and Algard Wicca, are based upon the Book of Shadows written by Gardner and Valiente.
Wow. Okay. Right?
So in contemporary usage, one will often see two books now used by witches.
Okay.
One still being the Coven Book of Core Rituals.
Yes.
Which remains unchanged.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And the second is a personal copy owned by, you know, each witch owns their own personal copy.
Nice.
And they can add material collected as their craft grows, right?
Oh, I love that, yeah.
So may include divination, herb lore, spells, astrology, etc.
Yeah.
Right?
Very cool.
In non-traditional forms of witchcraft, one's Book of Shadows can simply refer to a personal journal.
Yeah.
A cookbook, right?
Yeah.
Containing one's own magical information.
Hell yeah.
And this has even been seen in the non-traditional form of a Google Doc.
Oh, wow.
Or a computer note.
Very cool.
Rather than the traditional written text.
Hey, we're advancing.
Right?
Technology is advancing, friends.
I found that interesting.
That is cool.
So the Book of Shadows in pop culture can be seen influencing such shows as Charmed.
Oh, yeah.
Which is actually credited with the popularization of the Book of Shadows.
Really? I mean, I'm not surprised. It was such a core part of that show.
Absolutely.
And such a beautiful book.
I know, right?
I want my hands on it.
I know. Give it to me. And The Craft.
Give it
to me. The Craft.
Yes.
The Secret Circle. Nice. My favorite that I want. Practical Magic.
Oh.
Buffy. Sabrina. Like grimoires like the Necronomicon or the book from Hocus Pocus.
Ooh, the Necronomicon. Yes. That's interesting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Boo-hoo. And let us know if you have any more. Boo-hoo.
Oh, I'm sure they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's so many shows or movies we haven't got to yet that have them. That is so cool.
So I just wanted to touch on that a little bit.
That is a perfect October lesson. That's
a
big one.
Right? Exciting.
And I really liked how you said like the traditional uses and then how like if you're kind of a solo or you're doing your own thing, you can kind of use it and bring it into your practice today. That is very neat.
I find my Book of Shadows is like all of my recipes.
I know.
And, you know.
I would say you have many.
Yeah,
she fills them up quick.
I do.
You need to like
really
bind
do.
Them all into one
I
massive.
Need, I need one that's as big as the Hocus Pocus book.
You really do, girl. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get you one.
A leather-bound, many pages.
I have many leather-bound books. And my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
That's what I need.
Yeah. I know, it is. Oh, my gosh. Wow, Laura. That's fantastic. Thank you for that. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I hope you're having a good spooky season so far.
Yes, I love it. All right. Well, catch us Friday for a full-length episode.
Hell yeah.
All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.